The problem with match fixing is that essentially when you're dealing with a form of corruption or organized crime involvement in sport nowadays, it's almost de facto an international problem, because what you'll see is that you'll have, let's take an international game between two different countries played in a competition in another country. Those players from country A are playing in a foreign jurisdiction and are being bribed perhaps by individuals from countries D and E who are living in, you know, jurisdiction X and Y. So just the mere context of international sport, the way it's played nowadays, almost de facto means that it happens in an international environment.
And how much of a problem is this issue?
It's not as if the issue match fixing is something new, or, for example, corruption in sport. It's not as if it's something new. But what we've seen is that with the professionalization of sport over the last 15, 20 years, there's been a lot of benefits associated with it. You know, for example, you know, the professionalization has meant more resources dedicated to training. We've seen improved results in terms of athletes and all sorts of resources given to supporting sport. There's actually been lots of risks that have gone in tandem with that expansion. And these risks are related to the huge sums of money that are now involved in modern day sport. And principally, the risk is associated with betting and the availability of that medium to be exploited by either corrupt officials or just transnational organized crime. And because it's so low risk for those involved, we are seeing and hearing about more and more activities in that area. Now there's more attention devoted to trying to stop it. And so in that context, we developed a guide, and as member states who've actually signed the Convention Against Corruption.
And what specific aspects of the problem is the guide aimed at solving?
It's aimed at both government officials as well as members of sports organizations themselves. For government officials, that's obviously what we're talking about primarily are law enforcement officers, but also prosecutors and policymakers. For sports organizations, we're looking at integrity officers as well as those who make the rules and the regulations in the sport. There are already investigators in both of these, in both government and sports. I mean, that's obvious. But the particularities of match fixing are such that, for example, to contrast it against an investigation involving, let's say, a murder or a burglary, an officer will get to the scene, will see what's there, can take notes and visually conduct an analysis. Whereas match fixing, it's often unseen. You have to look at elements which perhaps aren't so obvious, and in particular, relationships between players and the persons who have actually generated the match fix, so organized it, planned it. And establishing links between those is a huge area to focus on. There's also a big issue that simply sports organizations will have more information than law enforcement, and certainly particularity is to see how sports organizations and law enforcement can exchange information, as well as other stakeholders such as betting companies. And this guide looks at good practices that exist in countries and sports organizations that have conducted investigations in this area and tries to bring them out for a wider audience.